I'm Melda.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me. Can I leave my shoes here?
This is the first home of Imelda Ramirez and Felipe Lopez, and they love it. No one above them, no one below them, no one smoking, no one yelling. They say it's so much different than apartment life.
Nothing compares, I don't think, to that. And we've been moving around a lot and didn't want to do it anymore. We calculated all the money that we put into rent, and had we just bought a home at the beginning, then we would have that profit. We'd be able to sell it and move into something bigger. We just needed to start.
But it was sort of a slow start because Imelda and Felipe didn't do it the way most people do, with the standard 2 to 3 week mortgage process. Their mortgage took a few months, they admit, because neither they nor their loan officer knew quite what they were doing. That's because Imelda and Felipe wanted an energy-efficient mortgage, which at least in Michigan hadn't been done before as a non-governmental loan. Their mortgage allowed them to borrow more money up front for energy-saving improvements to their new home.
We worked out a lot of the kinks in the system because it was the first one, so now they know how to do it. So it's going to be easy from now on for anyone else who wants to do it. And a lot of people don't know that it's out there, but I think this is a start.
The energy-efficient mortgage program Imelda and Felipe used was developed by mortgage giant Fannie Mae. The company created the program in 1979 after President Carter ordered government-sponsored entities to offer loans that promoted energy efficiency. But over the years, the program has not been widely used, especially in the Midwest. Joel Wiese, Imelda and Felipe's loan officer, says that's because most lenders, mortgage brokers, realtors, and homeowners simply don't know about the program.
Because no one has ever seen anything about it, because it's untried, at least locally anyway, I really don't have any good case studies to say, you know, these work.
Wiese works for Indigo Financial in Lansing, Michigan. He says he was considering getting out of the business earlier this year when he went to a seminar and heard about energy-efficient mortgages. Wiese decided to make them his specialty.
Sustainability, energy efficiency, you know, conservation, those have always been really kind of things that I've always been interested in. But it wasn't really until I came across that seminar that I realized, hey, I can actually do that with my work and make a bigger difference than just strictly doing mortgages.
Under the program, applicants have their new or existing home inspected and rated for energy efficiency. The inspector works up a list of potential energy-saving improvements. The homeowners then decide which of those improvements to do and then roll the cost of them into their mortgage. The idea is to spend, or really borrow, more now to save on energy bills later. Imelda and Felipe use the mortgage program to buy a new furnace. They'll save money simply because the furnace is new and more efficient than the old one, and this particular model has an added feature.
What they did is it has an electric heat pump, and depending on what the temperature is, it will automatically either use electric or gas, whichever is more efficient at the time. We don't have to do it manually. It does it all by itself.
Imelda pulls out a chart showing how much she can expect to save on energy costs.
This is the investment that you make. These are the energy savings.
Even though the mortgage is a little higher, the energy savings more than offset that additional cost. Imelda's loan officer, Joel Wiese, says the advantages to the energy-efficient mortgage are, of course, lower utility bills. He also says a higher energy efficiency rating adds to a home's resale value. Wiese says now that he understands how to do an energy-efficient mortgage, it shouldn't take any longer than a conventional one. He hopes that and a little more PR work on his part will make energy efficiency a natural discussion between lenders and home buyers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.